USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday in hopes of avoiding an invasion of a U.S. ally. Biden holding the video call with Putin as Russia is building up a troop presence on the border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently warning Russia that there would be severe consequences if it invades Ukraine. New York City's mayor is pushing back against some business leaders who say they wish they'd been warned about the new vaccine mandate for all private sector employees that's coming at the end of the month. This New Yorker tells NBC News he thinks it's bad for business.
It's impossible to enforce. I mean, it just serves to continue to divide the city. People are just, like, going outside the city. You can go upstate New York. You can go to Jersey. So it's just making businesses in the city suffer.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The Senate is still considering part of President Biden's economic agenda, the Build Back Better Act that they're calling a social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer gives an update on the negotiations.
Senate Democrats continue our work to pass the President's Build Back Better Act before Christmas. Making progress on Build Back Better has been no small task, but sticking to our deadline will be worth it for one simple reason. At its core, Build Back Better is the best shot we've had in decades to help families lower costs.
Republican critics argue the bill is too expensive at a time when inflation is rising and the government has already approved trillions of dollars in new spending. Governor David Ige has declared a state of emergency for Hawaii as heavy downpours and flash floods pound the island. The governor's declaration will mobilize resources and funding for cleanup from the storm. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some crimes, like armed robbery, have gone up in Los Angeles, and now that crime is spreading to surrounding neighborhoods like Beverly Hills and Pacific Palisades. Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Stainbrook tells Fox and Friends that the problem isn't his officers, but rather the same criminals they arrest and are released back into the neighborhoods sometime later.
We're catching the criminals, and the problem is we're catching them over and over again, and they're being released very quickly without bail, and they're not staying in prison. So we just continue to deal with the same people again and again.
The White House is once again asked about a member of President Biden's family.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities or confirm that the first son's infamous lost laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book. Go ahead,
the
Tina.
First son's attorney.
Go ahead, Tina. I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.